last year. So I think it's something that it does affect the game, you know, and I'm all for crowd noise. I'm all for cowbells. If that's what they're going to, I think it's unique that they let them play with them there and they don't let them take them on the road. I thought that's a very unique scenario, but we got to come up with some uniqueness here.
Yeah, we do need to come up with some uniqueness here. Welcome into the zone, live from Landers, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and Benton on a rainy Tuesday. But you know what? On a Tuesday when it's kind of rainy, Pat, you know what they're willing to do? Make a deals galore, my friend. A deals galore.
I got a good authority that they do have plenty of umbrellas out here, so don't you worry, you will not melt.
You know, there is a distinct disadvantage to not being Mississippi State, and I never thought I would say that, but the whole cowbell thing, when they're the only ones that are basically allowed to bring any kind of noisemaker into the game, is absolute, complete, and utter bull blank.
Yeah.
It's crap. It's garbage. It's trash. So, Arkansas, you got to step your game up and counter with something else. In fact, I know of people who have been trying to get that done, but to me, it's only fair. It's only fair. Every single school should be able to have its own little noisemaker.
Oh, it was all outlawed, if you remember, a couple of years ago.
Yeah, they flipped the script.
Reason,
basically, they flipped the script and said, hey, you guys have done this for a long time, so we're going to let you do it.
No, they said, you know what? You got to live where? Oh, I'm sorry, Starkville, sure. We got to give you at least a cowbell. Oh, then maybe they say like this. Say, you know what? We don't want you to lose your dates to the game.
Oh.
So we're going to let you have a cowbell just so after the game, you'll be able to find your date that you brought or your wife, girlfriend, something like that. Do you think that's the case?
I don't know if that's the case. I want to say that if you go to LandersChrysler.com, you can check out the all-new Jeep Cherokee. Have you seen this thing? Look at it staring at me. I mean, it looks like it's staring at me. It's got its lights look
headlights,
like
buddy.
The headlights look like eyes, though. It's kind of freaking me out.
It just winked. Hey, you dirty little Jeep Cherokee.
Hey,
you.
I mean,
I'm taking. Okay,
I don't roll like that.
I'm taking.
But
I already got a car.
We'll have to talk to Kevin Wilson about what the going rate is for one of those. Oh, I'll tell you what else is sweet is the 2015 Chrysler 200. It says right here on the ad, a sedan without equal. Well, I can't speak to that, but I do love my 300.
I'm looking at this Challenger right in front of me.
No,
it's black with the red stripe.
Oh, forget about it. That thing's too
right
hot
on
for
the
you.
Side.
That thing's too hot for you. You'd have to beat him off with a stick.
Ah, take the fun out of it, huh, buddy?
Yeah. I mean, how many girls could you get in there one time? Four? Five? Max?
That's just the trunk.
There's only four. Take it easy there, big guy. What are you?
No,
Ray Caruth?
No, I'm trying to see that there's
the
a lot of room back
Get
there.
Get out of the trunk, Ray. Oh, God, no, don't be in the trunk. Last night, a guy who was looking for a trunk so he could hide out, Tony Romo.
This is so beautiful.
Yeah, Cowboys end their six-game streak. 20-17, they did lose in overtime, and it was, boy, a disappointing ending for Cowboy fans everywhere. And just, you know, it was funny. I was talking to my buddy Craig, who is one of a handful of devout Cowboy fans I know. And he told me, he said, look out. He said, this is such an obvious win, it's probably going to be trouble. He said, this is a total trap game. And you know what? It turned out to be just that. Here's a couple highlights on the Redskins Radio Network.
From the Cowboys' 7-yard line, McCoy, quarterback draw to the 2, dives in, and it's a Redskin touchdown. What a call.
Sonny's play, quarterback draw. Sonny, I know, what do you think, man? Love it.
How about that? Romo on fourth down, takes the snap, looking, flush, no place to go, finds time, fires it out to Breland, he knocks it down, game over, Redskins beat the Cowboys, 20-17 in overtime.
Rashad Breland, what a play, stepped up huge tonight.
Woo! Electrifying, baby.
That's great.
Now that's an excited broadcast crew right there. There's a bunch of guys who didn't expect to go in there and get a win. Let me, to the winners go the sound bites, Pat, as
sure.
We say.
And then I'll give you a few observations.
So I have to say this. Colt McCoy is he's already in his young NFL career a bit of a journeyman. And he's not a guy that I ever expected to necessarily start a game, let alone win a game. And because of his connections to Texas, it's hard for me to root for him. However, he is a great story. Haven't been injured in the national championship game. I know he's a good kid. And having known, I guess, secondhand, his parents came and spoke at my church a couple of years ago when he was finishing up his run at Texas. So, and I know they've written a book about parenting boys and things like that, which I still need to read. But nevertheless, here's Colt McCoy following the game.
I just put you a messenger.
Here is Colt McCoy following
Not
the game.
Talking about
he
the game.
Said, yeah. He said,
well, here's a couple things.
Yeah,
that
tell me.
Book, you probably need the book, but I'm not. Don't.
I don't need to read a book. You just tell me how to parent my kids, since you have the vast experience that I need.
Well, I would just say, yeah, I was raised, but I was a kid at one point, believe it or not.
You know what?
But I would say, just by reading the book, don't expect your kid to play in the NFL and beat the Cowboys on Monday Night Football.
Mm-hmm.
Just expect to raise a good kid. when you look at McCoy and Whedon,
yeah,
two guys drafted by the Browns. This was classic Tony Romo. It's not a matter of if, just when. Didn't you get that sense? And it was such a dramatic scene when he's trying to come out of the locker room and he's talking with all the doctors.
He went Wes Unseld.
Yeah, and then they take a shot of Jerry Jones on the sideline as he's trying to yank the headset off of poor Jason Garrett's head.
He's like, I'm going to call this next one, son.
And then did you notice, I don't know if it was a doctor or a security guy, actually had an earpiece talking to Romo on the sideline, again saying, I don't know, is he essentially saying, hey, if you get hit again, your career is over?
I don't know. I will say this, Monday nights are bad. Tony should take those games off because when he got broke off a couple of years ago was the Monday night game we went to, and he got broke off, and Kitten had to come in and try to save the day. That didn't go over very well. Kitten. I will say this.
Whedon didn't play bad at all.
He let him on two scoring drives, and they pulled him out. I'm thinking, this guy knows how to sling it around. I watched him at Oklahoma State. He's like 40 years old.
That was funny to say because it was Whedon to Dez Bryant again, right?
Yeah, just like in the old days.
They did have a little issue with handing the ball off early, DeMarco Murray. But
he handed it off,
so
and he went 60 yards to set up a score. So I think they did fine. Anyway, here is Colt McCoy following the victory last night one-on-one. This is one of the few folks that actually got an interview with him. Apparently it was hard to come by.
Oh, that was great, too.
I think the receivers got a little bit frustrated early. You know, I missed some balls. I short-armed a couple throws when Deshaun was running one-on-one. That guy's fast. I got to get used to his speed. I mean, I can't out-throw him.
Oh, my God. Is that Maddox? He sounds like he's 12.
He looks like he's 12.
He sounds like he's 12. And
Ray Lewis picked him up and was, like, rocking him at the post-game.
I'm so excited about the game, and it was real fun, and we won, and next week I hope to go through puberty, and I'm gonna kiss my first girl, and it's super fun. I like the NFL. It's really fun times. Hilarious. I mean, that kid sounds 12.
He better enjoy it now.
Seriously.
Yeah, no, he does. He looks young.
Yeah.
He did talk about in the post-game interview of how the last couple of years he was able to learn so much and took a bunch of huge strides. It's going to be tough to sustain that, though.
Well, I'd love to see him continue. It's a nice story. I like Kirk Cousins, too. I think they got three pretty good quarterbacks. If RG3 could stay healthy, he's had issues with that, too, obviously.
If you get three quarterbacks, I'm going to go out on a limb and say you probably aren't sold. I know they've...
No, I know, but Cousins has been great at times. Not just good, he's been great at times. RG3 has been great at times, and Colt McCoy was 83% last night if you need him.
No, I understand.
You know, he set a single-game record last night? For 30 or more passes, he was 25
without a touchdown.
No, but he had the highest completion percentage of any Redskins passer in history who has thrown at least 30 passes in a game. 25 of 30, that's amazing. And by the way, their organization goes back to when Redskin wasn't racist. That's how far back this organization goes.
Looking at this, you look at Colt McCoy,
just saying.
And he certainly 25 out of 30 didn't have a touchdown pass, 299 yards, and they had an interception. The Redskins coaching staff are the ones that probably deserve a Tuesday game ball on this one. Defensively, what they were able to do. Offensively, what they were able to do.
Lost an all-pro linebacker this last week with a torn bicep.
Arakpo.
Yeah,
one
he's
of the
out.
Worst TV commercials I've ever seen for Geico.
No argument.
But,
horrible.
But they did lose him in the game.
Yeah, if you have to explain to the people watching on TV who he is, hey, all-pro linebacker Brian Arakpo. I'm a caveman. You know what? If you have to do that, it's probably not the right guy for the commercial.
Hey,
I want to get Colt McCoy in that commercial next time. People know who he is.
But wouldn't you say?
I trusted Jay. I trusted Sean. Those guys made some great plays, great calls. Our offense played well, and our defense played outstanding. We just wanted to move the ball, get some points on the board, because we knew our defense was playing lights out. And I made tons of mistakes tonight, but my teammates stuck with me. My coaches stuck with me. We found a way to win, and it's sweet.
Hey, where all my guys played really good. It was really good. And I think we're going to go out for some pizzas after the game. It's going to be really fun. And I met this girl the other night, and she was real nice to me. And we had milkshakes, and it was good.
How do you think that is going to translate to the locker room? I mean, can you see him standing in the middle of all these guys?
Hey, guys.
In the locker room?
Hey, oh my gosh. You guys are going to put your clothes back on. I'm very uncomfortable in here. I've never seen all these naked people before. Hey, everybody, if you guys want to come over to my house tonight, we're gonna have some milkshakes and stuff. It'll be fun, and we can watch like Back to the Future. Mom's cooking. She's coming over.
They're here.
Oh yeah, they're here in town. I'm so excited.
Maybe you didn't see the 100 times that they cut over to them in that
suite. Yeah, Mom and Dad were in the suite up there, and it's so exciting. And I mean, it's good.
He's good.
And that's fun. And I didn't make the best throws all the time, but I was excited to be in there and play quarterback in the NFL and stuff. And I used to go to Texas and stuff, and it's fun.
All right, far be it from me to bash anybody that just won a Monday Night Football game.
I love him.
But I'm going to try.
I'm going to root for him the rest
of
the year.
It's going to be tough. It's going to be tough.
I appreciate you going the extra mile for this.
It's going to be tough for every time the Redskins go out there for their opponents to fumble twice. Okay, I know they only lost two fumbles to the Cowboys.
So it was pretty critical because they're going in to score on one, I know.
That, absolutely. Not only that, but you take Romo's last fumble.
DeMarco Murray ran for like 30 yards. He ran over a dude, and then he ran back in the middle of the field. Then seven guys jumped on him, and he coughed the ball up.
No question. That's crucial there. Even the one with Romo, the one that they didn't lose at the end of the game, that still takes away a crucial play that they got. They not that they didn't get any yards, they lost yards on it. So yeah. I would like to hear one of our resident QB analysts call in and actually give me a breakdown how they felt that Colt McCoy did last night. Was he just? Was it more of?
It's 25 or 30. I don't care what you're doing. That's impressive. You didn't throw for 200 yards.
299.
299. 25 or 30.
I know.
Are you kidding me? He didn't practice with the first team hardly. I mean, he's 13 years old.
What was his longest pass?
Hey, Pat, I'll tell you what. I mean, I think you're being a little hard on Tony Romo and the Cowboys and the fumbles and stuff. I mean, they're trying their best. I mean, you should be nicer to them.
All right, what was the longest pass there, Colt McCoy?
Here, where's his stats at? Long. Should we have a long? Nope. Doesn't. He got sacked three times. He hung in there. He made a nice run, too, to seal the win. Anyway, at the other end of the spectrum is Tony Romo's bad back. Apparently it was a laceration. Which, after our medical conversation yesterday, I think it's safe to say none of us know.
Contusion or a laceration?
Contusion, yes, that's what it was, which is like a deep bruise.
I was going to say, that's a sharp knee that guy's got out there.
Good point. I get laceration and contusion confused like I do first and third degree burns. Anyway, here's Tony Romo talking about their next game. Oh, by the way, they get no break because they got to play the Cardinals next week. That's a tough one, too. But anyway, here's Romo after the game.
Usually, in my experiences, if I was able to play and come back in at any point, just going by history, you're almost always able to go. And obviously, we'll look at things tomorrow and see what it comes to.
And Tony Romo tried hard, and he got back in there and tried to make a couple plays. What would you have done if you were the coach? Do you leave your quarterback who's playing well in there? You bring back in the broken guy who can't hardly move. And, oh, by the way, huge jockstrap to the Cowboys offensive staff.
What'd they do?
First down, when they have to score, they hand it off to DeMarco Murray, who is the leading rusher in the NFL by like 1,000 yards this year.
Yeah,
he gets seven. So what do they do the next three plays? They freaking throw it with their broken quarterback. Are you kidding me? Give it to DeMarco Murray, you morons. What are you doing?
What were we saying yesterday, Justin? What were we saying yesterday?
They have changed their philosophy. That's why they're winning. They're taking the pressure off Romo. And if Romo is broken, you need to take even more pressure off his bad back when he's had a
and after we talked about
laceration
that,
or a contusion.
I like laceration.
A contusion, I'll call it.
And then you just knew at some point they were going to revert back to what everybody felt like they shouldn't do.
Right.
Right?
Nobody can get – they can't just get out of their own way. They cannot get out of their own way.
And it's funny because when you want them to throw, they pass. I mean, when you want them to
run,
throw,
they pass.
It's
annoying.
It's unbelievable.
It's crazy. A couple other things here. Jerry Jones was very involved last night. He apparently went into the room to check on Tony, which I guess is not that weird for an owner. But he walked him back out to the field and like was over in Garrett's ears and going, Tony's fine.
That's awesome.
Oh, Tony's fine. That's how I won a national championship in Arkansas? Let me call the next play. We're going to throw it three times. Anyway, Jerry Jones was asked after the game whether or not Romo was battling to get back in.
Looked like he was having to convince Dossett, maybe among others. Did he have to go to convincing people to get back in?
Oh, I don't think so. They know how to read those x-rays.
Did he have to go to convincing? Now, that's a phrase I've never used.
He probably, I would imagine Jason Garrett had no way he was going to leave Brandon Weeden in. There was no doubt in his mind that if Romo was okay and he said he was okay, he was going to put him back in.
Yeah. Well,
don't you think that's...
Yeah, I think so. I mean, look, if he's medically cleared to go in and he feels like he can go and perform, you let him go. I mean, he's your starting quarterback.
If you're Jason Garrett, there's no doubt.
That's my guy.
That's his guy.
I appreciate you making fun of it.
He's been there enough to where the trust factor is there.
The problem is Weeden was playing so well, that's the only issue. He leads him on two scoring drives.
The one situation, though, that Tony Romo has been in, and you can criticize him for not coming through.
I'd like to.
But the one situation that he has been in is end-of-game situations, two-minute offense, overtime situations. So if you have a chance to have a Tony Romo at 75%, who has that experience that he's been in there, you know what I'm saying? Just the relationship between him and Garrett, they at those key situations with Whedon, who knows what he's been through.
One other thing here, and then we'll move on. We'll get some calls in. After the game was over, everybody wanted a piece of Colt McCoy, understandably so, including his mom, who wanted to cook him dinner, and the whole team.
I heard he brought all his dirty laundry.
Mom, what'd you make for dinner, Mom?
Didn't he bring all his dirty laundry and she washed
it? Mom, wash my laundry, and maybe you can make me a sandwich, peanut butter and jelly, just like I used to when I was a kid. It was great. It's awesome.
She cut the crust off for
McFly. So he was he did an interview, then he was about to go into the locker room, and the guy from, I guess, ESPN Deportes or someplace grabbed him and was going to interview him. Well, the PR guy from the Redskins apparently thought he needed to be somewhere else, and he pulled him away. I mean, grabbed if I was McCoy, I'd be like, dude, get your hands off. Hey, man, hey, don't pull me, because this guy wants an interview. I want to talk to him, because he's just being real nice, and you're being really mean. And don't pull on my jersey like that, man, because, you know, I'm a starting quarterback in the NFL. I just won a game and stuff, and I don't even know who you are.
He wants to talk. Yeah, I know. He didn't even know who the PR guy is.
Why are you talking to me? I've never met a PR guy before, because I've never been important enough to even meet the PR guy. But why are you talking on my jersey? It was really weird. So anyway,
Rick Sutcliffe, I think, is the reporter's name, isn't it?
Yeah, Rick Sutcliffe. I don't know who the PR guy was, but his name is Mud around these parts today. He's going to be made fun of a lot. His name will come to light. We'll make fun of him thoroughly. But here is a clip.
He takes his job seriously. That's a great effort.
There is no argument.
I want that guy on my team.
I agree. This is a clip that will live in infamy.
Thank you, Lease. And Colt and Jay Gruden. Quite a night here in Texas as the Dallas Cowboys and the Washington Redskins come down to overtime.
No means no. You got that right. No
and
means
he
no.
He said it with so much passion.
He did.
That
I mean, if you get a 30-second soundbite with a dude, does it really matter?
Well, Rick Sutcliffe is known for kind of stumbling around interviews.
Yeah, I saw him pitch for the Cubs for many years.
That guy said no means no, so passionate. I can envision him coming up in that kind of a situation before in his life where he's had to defend himself.
Look.
No means no.
Apparently he's been attacked by an unsuspecting by a man when he was all unsuspecting. I think he should be in charge of the NFL's disciplinary committee.
Yes, exactly.
Hey, Ray Rice, no means no.
Have you ever said no means no as a man to another man?
No. Because if I say no and then they keep coming at me, I usually just smack them in the head and we get in a fight.
I was going to say, you just go ahead and give in to the advances.
Yeah, exactly. I mean,
all right. No means yes.
A good-looking guy? Or I mean, what are we talking about here, Pat? I mean,
we're talking Rick Sutcliffe.
Yeah, Rick Sutcliffe's not that attractive to me. A couple calls here. We'll take a timeout. We are Landers, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram. It's a rainy day, and what I find is that rainy days and Mondays never get them down because that's when they really want to make deals because, you know what, typically they don't have a lot of traffic. It's the end of the month. We got a note from Kevin yesterday. Apparently he's going to come over and talk to us. I don't know. But apparently they are really driving it home, my friend. They got to sell a bunch of new cars this week, and they are going to give you too much for your trade, sell the vehicle cheaper than anybody else, and they're going to give you the best rate on your financing. So why would you go anywhere else on a beautiful rainy day? I don't get it. What are you thinking? All right, let me console my favorite Cowboys fan. Well, I mean, top three or four, because I love RJ, who was at the game last night with his mother.
Happy birthday, RJ.
Hey,
RJ. I love Roger Scott, and I even like David Basil when he's being a Cowboys fan, like right, well, he wasn't until last night. But Tuck. Tuck is among the upper echelon of my friends who is happens to be a Cowboys fan. Tuck, I'm sorry about the way things worked out last night. You got beat by a 12-year-old boy.
I'm still laughing off the male advances, bro.
Oh, yeah.
But you say, hey, depending on what he looked like, you know?
Hey, well, I mean, look. I mean, it was a phase. You know, we all went to college. It is what it is. I don't shy away from it. Hey, how you feeling?
Man.
You all right?
I'm good, man. Like, you know, I was texting RJ before the game, and I told him, like, man, this is a trap game. You know,
we
always play up or down to the level of our competition as opposed to coming out and just playing smash mouth for the full game, you know, and just win the game outright. You don't even leave it with any questions. But that's just what we do. And my biggest problem now is, think about this. We got the number one rushing running back, and we got the best offensive line in the NFL this year. So we've been heralded so far. You got it's four down situations. You need 3 yards.
Right.
Why are you throwing passes?
Right.
You know that they know that your quarterback is injured. and, right. and you're fixing to try to attempt to pass. He's not mobile anymore. We're going to send the house every single time. And that's what they were doing. And our coaching staff was not able to pick up on that. What's the deal?
Tuck, don't you think this is part of a bigger issue, though, with the Cowboys? You have a situation, and when you say it's a trap game, I don't know how playing the Washington Redskins on a Monday Night Football should be a trap game. That, to me, shows an incredible sign of immaturity because
exactly.
you have the opportunity to take control of the NFC,
control.
Get to 7-1. Nobody is 7-1.
Against a guy right. who has no business starting an NFL
first,
game,
exactly.
I'm sorry,
exactly.
and then he comes out and lights you up for 299, 25,
exactly.
and 30.
This, to
yeah.
me, shows, okay, this is week 8. Now, you have an obvious opportunity to really be in the driver's position. You're still sitting pretty good at 6-2, but
yeah.
now you get to weeks 13, 14, 15, 16, is that same thing going to happen in the playoffs when you have to have it and show that level of maturity?
Bro, if you're a Cowboys,
you do this.
If you're a Cowboys fan, how can you trust this team if they're going to do
that?
Saying. You're going to go back
it's
to
hard.
Your old identity when it's actually working. It's still
right.
working. Why are you
right.
changing identity? I don't get it.
And that's the thing. If you really had a coach that was an NFL quality coach, that Jason Garrett is
oh,
not.
Boy.
He won't
oh, boy.
Say,
wow.
Hey, look here. He's not. He's really not. And I stand by that because you sometimes have to protect your star player from himself. And
right.
in this case, Jason Garrett, he bowed down to Tony Romo because Tony said, yeah, I want to get in. He should have been like, hey, look, I got a quarterback. He's in here. Right now, we're going to get him. He's doing good, putting us in a position to win the game. So
did he bow down to
–
Tuck, did he bow down to Tony Romo or did he bow down to Jerry? Because I think Jerry was in here going, yeah, you won't mind me getting back in there, boy.
One in the same. You know, whatever.
I thought it was Pat Hayden for a minute there. I'm like, what are you doing on the sideline? Get back in your box.
Listen, the clips, when they would go to Jerry Jones when he was up in the booth, when he was cheering and he was happy and a big smile, were probably some of the best ones I've seen.
Where was his daughter when he needed her? She needed to get a hold of him and keep him in the box. So they could have kept Whedon there, maybe won the game last night. Because I know this, if Whedon was in there, Tuck, they would have handed it off a little more.
Yeah, and that's the thing, man. You got all this. And one thing is, we got the big head going into this game, Monday night game. Everybody's talking about the Cowboys are back. You've not done anything. You won games that you should have won. You played better than you normally played. So you wait until you do something that is significant. Not just win some regular season games. Let's produce a good quality win. I mean, from beginning to end. And then, I'm still a Cowboy fan, got the hat on now. But at the same time, show me something to where I can just go out and want to slap somebody that's wearing a Redskins jersey.
Two things about the game last night. I was listening to the first half driving back from the Steve Campbell show last night, and Babe Loffenberg was talking about how this Eagles or the game against the Cardinals could be a preview of the NFC Championship and this, that, and the other. And Sham is going, I don't want to hear it. I mean, he was getting mad. It was funny.
Yeah.
And Babe just wouldn't let it go. And he said, but just think about it. If we win, if this. And it was like the second quarter, and they were up 7-3. And I'm thinking, bro, what are you even looking at? What are you talking about? You've been in enough NFL games to know better than that. And then after the game, even more entertaining than that, was listening to Ray Lewis, who always takes an occasional liberty with the English language. Last night, he was so excited about thinking he was right that they needed to get after Tony Romo that he couldn't even get his words out. And he said, I was screaming, blitz him! Blitz him. And I'm like, take it easy, Ray. I mean, you're not playing anymore, and I didn't understand what you said the last 8 sentences until the blitzing part. But anyway,
one thing I got to say about that the post game deal that they have with Lewis and Dilfer and Young and let them sit down, get them a desk. What's this standing around? I mean, they're all shuffling their feet. It just looks so unprofessional.
Ray was hilarious. I wish I had the clip because it was funny as heck. He was all bent out of shape.
Let me ask you this real quick. I'll let you go, Justin. Has anybody noticed Ray Lewis's fingers? Is he related to the coach from the former coach from Memphis Grizzlies?
Oh, no. Has he got gnarled up fingers?
Oh, my God, man. He's got one of his fingers. Look like it's making a hard left turn.
Oh, man. Well, he's been through some wars. You know that.
Yeah, no doubt, man. Hey, I appreciate the time, fellas, man. Like I said, I'm just waiting on them to put a quality product out there, man, and stick with it. That's
Tuck,
all.
I didn't know handling a knife could jack your finger up like that. Too soon? No, I'm kidding. Come on now. All right, Tuck. Take care, buddy.
Later, man.
See you, buddy. Let me go over to Jordan North Little Rock. I don't know if he wants to talk Cowboys or Hogs or what, but he's there anyway. What's up, my man?
Y'all seen the boycott me. I can't get on the radio no more. I've been calling and can't get in.
Man.
Come on, man.
You know you go right to the front of the line when you call. You're up. What's up, my man?
Man, I'm doing all right. Look here, I got the upset of the year coming up. I had I had 10.5 pints last night. I didn't even need them. My boy come through from Longhorn. Oh, he come real nice last night, but I got a real upset on the way. I tell you what it's going to be.
It ain't going to be Arkansas, is
it? The Pints?
It's going to might well, listen, be quiet. Everybody thinks that Mississippi State going to be a shoe-in. They're 10-1, 10 in a row. They're right. In the number one position. Don't mm-hmm. be surprised if Arkansas beat hell out of them this week. Don't be surprised. Football is played on the field.
Yeah, you had 10 pints last night, Joe.
Can I please?
Don't be surprised. Zach is up for the Heisman and all this good stuff, but don't be surprised. Now I want to ask you one question. Who's supposed to quarterback for Washington Redskins next week? Now, you don't put Colt McCoy in there. He's supposed to play himself off the field. You mm-hmm. don't need to come in with RJ3, not next week. Let mm-hmm. Coach stay in the game and win his 3 or 4 games.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't no point, and that's how boy from New England Patriots got his job.
That's true.
I remember when you got his reels broke. What was his name?
Oh, time out. Who are you comparing to Tom Brady? Just so I can be clear,
Colt McCoy,
Joe and Northwest. So you're trying to compare Colt McCoy and Tom Brady? Am I being
just
clear?
To you, if a player is playing good, don't take him out the game.
Oh, Braden Whedon. Right. You're comparing Braden Whedon to Tom Brady.
This boy was playing with a New England Patriots.
Yeah.
The tall boy from out there on the West Coast. Was Drew playing quarterback. He went to the Dallas Cowboys when they didn't play no more for New England.
Here's
Brady
the thing,
took
too.
His job. He never did go back in the game no more.
Good point. Here's the thing, too, Joe, is they're playing in Minnesota next week, which no matter who the quarterback is a highly winnable game, provided Adrian Peterson doesn't miraculously come back mm-hmm. next week. So I think, ride the hot hand. Let's get McCoy deserves a shot to lose the job.
Bro, he didn't even throw a touchdown pass.
He was 25 of 30 for 300 yards.
That.
I don't care if he didn't throw a touchdown.
I understand that. But
he also made a couple tough key runs.
On the bench.
Who needs to show up
in the game because he's pretty healthy.
Are we betting a six-pack on
the game?
Are we betting a six-pack on the Arkansas game?
Drew Bledsoe got played. I'm talking about Drew Bledsoe was playing for New England Patriots and got his reel broke at a collapsed lung. Brady came in the game, and they traded Drew Bledsoe to the Cowboys.
Yeah.
He
I'm not saying.
No more. I don't think you should put RJ3 in the game this weekend. And for another thing, I'm going to tell all these Cowboy people. Dallas won 5 or 6 games on the road. They will lose the next 1 or 2. They're going to lose the next 1 or 2 games. So
they got a tough one this week with Arizona. Meanwhile, the Washington is going on the road to play Minnesota. They got a good look at it. Hey, Joe.
Yeah.
Do we want to bet on the Arkansas game this weekend?
Oh, of course. I mean, I call. That's why I call. You've been watching me clean. I take another a couple of six packets. And now you've been getting all these games even. You need to give me a break now. I tell you what. What's the line on the game?
10.5.
I take 6 points with you.
I'll give you a touchdown. We'll call it even.
We call it a touchdown. We take a six-pack of Heinekens.
Heinekens. Okay, we'll talk about it. And I hope that am paying up. All right, Joe. See you, buddy.
I love all these comparisons. And at the tavern last night where we were watching the game,
yeah,
it was funny. Every time Whedon touched the ball, Tom Brady! Tom Brady's the new Brady!
Well, McCoy's got a better shot probably than Whedon does. What's up, Steve?
Hey, guys, I said to call in. It cracks me up. People call in saying, oh, man, if I was coach, I'd had Wheaton. I'd have kept. I'm like, hey, there's not one person would have left Wheaton in there as far as. I mean, you got Romo's coming back. He's won 6 or whatever games in a row. And he's having, decent game. And it just cracked. I mean, does he really believe anybody? I mean, all
Garrett's the thing.
Coach and Garrett can't. I'm like, Garrett's won 6 games in a row, and now he can't coach all of a sudden.
We are so fortunate that I agree. That was Tuck was a little hard on him, but I love it because we get to criticize regardless of what the decision is. Because if Whedon goes in there and he screws up, we say, why would you not put your starting experienced quarterback in there? If he puts Roman back in, which he did, he clearly was hobbled. I will say this. The one legitimate criticism is, why in the world are you not handing it off when you get 7 on first down?
I guarantee you, though, that if any of us were in that situation, if any of us were in Jason Garrett's situation, we would put Romo back in because you've dealt with Romo in those situations before. You guys are on the same page. You've talked about it. You've practiced it all week long, not to mention how many years those two guys have been together, and the key thing for that is communications, and those guys have it. So I can't criticize him for putting him back in.
One thing about the hand, the only thing on that, so if you go back and look at that, they were showing that blitz, that run blitz, and I think Romo mentioned it. He said they were putting themselves in position if they were man on man on the outside, and if somebody misses the tackle, remember, a touchdown wins the game. So, I'm thinking, Garrett, those guys are still thinking, these guys have got to run blitz. Now, they backed off at the last second. That's where the mistake was. But, you know, I'm thinking, I can see kind of why they're thinking, throw that ball, because if somebody misses a tackle, you know, it's 70, 80 yards, whatever it was, 70 yards down the gut. But anyway, you know, I mean, then they, what they do, no safeties in the back. They had, what, 8 men in the box, and they were, you know, so I can kind of see where they're, you might think, you know what, all we got to do is get the ball to Dez one-on-one on the outside. If he breaks, it's over. Sure. But anyway, yeah. But anyway, right. I was called about Garrett. I think Garrett's doing, you know, he's doing a good job. It's a tough, he's got to be in a tough position, you know, where it's, you know, he's dealing with the team, he's dealing with coaches, and he's got Jerry, you know, I mean, it's a, that's a tough gig, if you ask me.
Yeah, no argument there. Steve, I appreciate the call. Thank you very much. We are at Landers, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and Benton. We got to take a timeout. And as we...
That is a unique person.